Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about when to quit your day job.
Ooh, I hope it's soon.
Jill, do you want to quit your job?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh my God. This is why Jill created this topic, because I think she's going to...
I'm ready.
She's going to resign on the show.
Yeah, I am. It's today.
Before we take Jill's resignation, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Brian asks, I'm running into a problem where I have people who want to buy a property, but just don't feel comfortable sending me a cashier's check for $9,000 without some assurance that I'm not just going to walk off with their money. We could go with a third party to act as an intermediary, I guess, but then there are additional fees. Anyone here have any schemes to put such
schemes?
So, we'll say ideas to put such buyers at ease. I have wording in the purchase agreement that states if the buyer doesn't receive the recorded title by X date, the transaction is null and the seller will issue a full refund. But that still doesn't prove to them that I'm not a crook.
This is a great question. It's a common issue, even for us, with all the experience that we've had. And here's the solution. It's called Escrow Perfect. And it will be, it's one of the companies and solutions that Jill and I will provide, are providing. And it will be, our doors will be open, the website will be open, I don't know, about 60 days. So quite simply, it's, think of it as title/escrow, but without all the title insurance and without all the expense. It's gonna cost a few hundred dollars to get the whole deal done. What you need, and this is why, people used to use lawyers and now they use title companies or escrow companies to close trick deals. So it's an unrelated third party and it removes that necessity of trust and it gives you some type of recourse if something goes south. It's a great question, Brian.
What about today? What does Brian do today?
You know, it depends on the geography. Jill, what would you do, Jill? I mean, we've faced this. I don't know if we've faced it this month, but we've faced it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would go back to the buyers and, you know, honestly, sometimes it's one of the times I turn things on them. What would make you feel better? Number one, maybe they say, well, if it's just not a cashier's check or it's, if it's this way or something like that, maybe, or maybe the whole thing is too, really, the answer is doing an escrow. And you know what? And here's what I would say. Here's a deal. I understand that we could open escrow. I'll split the fees with you. I mean, that I think is a total fair thing because I'm willing to bet when he's selling something for $9,000, he could probably, there's enough room in the deal that we could probably afford to split it with them because that would make them more happy to do the transaction. I don't have this as much because once you get going, you build up your business and you have customers and you're out there and they could go and do their homework and they can see you and your company and Google you and make sure you're a legitimate person and all that good stuff, then that does make a difference. I've also had people too, Brian, that, I mean, point out their association with us. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that too. You could use us. Say, look, I'm with this bigger investors group. Exactly. That these are the people I work, you know, alongside with, you know, whatever.
Yeah, use us.
And you could say, check them out. That doesn't make you feel good, you know, whatever. And then at the very end of the day, if they're still not comfortable, then I'm not comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's times where if they have too many hoops, I'm like, all right, what's wrong with you? And that makes me not comfortable. Like, were you not going to really send me a cashier's check anyway? Were you trying to get me to send you the deed first? Was there something shady going on with the buyer? Because let's be honest, that could happen.
I mean, admittedly, there's some trust that's required in these transactions. So chances are, if you followed our program, you bought the property with a cashier's check and a notary. So you could say that's how you bought it. Mm-hmm. So, and offer to pay a notary to do the same thing.
Right.
You know, or they can, you can give them a choice of notaries.
You know
what Jill's really saying is get on the phone with them and establish their trust. That's really why this is not a problem with us, because if when we do have these problems, Jill herself, not our staff, it gets to her desk, and so she'll call them and say, look, we've done this 15,000 times or whatever. I don't know, Jill, what would you say?
Go ahead. Just like that, yeah. You know, if you're, what is it going to make, you know, I want you to be comfortable. Ask me any questions. You know, stuff like that. Okay, where are you guys? What's going on? What do you guys do? I don't know, whatever. What do they want to ask? Trust is really, trust is a feeling. Trust is not something on paper. You know, I was just thinking about the car that I bought that made you go sideways, Jack.
Gosh.
So this has been a while since we've shared this story. I bought this car, and the woman and I immediately, upon first meeting, totally trust each other. We were all cool. She happened to be from California also, and so pretty much what happened was, I may have given her $1,000, or I may have even paid for the car, I don't remember, and I drove off with her car, and I didn't have the title yet, because there was a title thing, and Jack was like, oh my God.
There's
Jack
a
was
title like, thing.
Jack was so nervous.
That's what she calls it.
I handed her money, and I took the car. He's like, you know, you could just, she could turn around and call and say it was stolen.
There's nine things.
Exactly.
No, 90 things.
That Jack was sorry. I'm like, no, but so what? I have a piece of paper that she signed. Great. That makes her feel better. And I'm like, no, we're all cool. And it was a good, I don't know, 6 weeks until the...
She just paid the car off.
Right.
And she was waiting for the bank, which is way out of state, to return the lien-free title.
Right. So she could officially sell it to me. And it was so darn funny. Because I'm like, yeah, we're
wrong.
Good. Yeah. Jack's like, oh my God, there's insurance issues, there's all these things, oh my God. But you know what? It was a trust thing.
And you know what happened in the end? Jill was 100% right.
It worked out great.
The car was great. It was a picture-perfect deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill got really what she wanted, which was to drive the car for nothing. You know, with the top down and her hair in the wind, because she has a feeling.
So, but silly you. But it was. The trust is something you have or you don't have.
Yeah.
And you know what? If they don't have it, then that's okay. That's fine. Do your best, and then sometimes that's all you can do.
I'm gonna wonder why this question doesn't come up more often. I guess people just want to get out of the deal or into the deal or whatever.
I don't know.
It doesn't happen that much for us either. In fact, I can't remember the last time. Mm-mm. Maybe I just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Just kidding.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, it's Jill's topic, when to quit your day job. This is the meat of the show.
Do it now. Just rip off the Band-Aid.
Oh, my gosh.
Do it now.
Oh, Jill.
I'm totally kidding. Could you imagine?
No. People are quitting their jobs
Sweetheart,
right now.
Babe, come on. Here's the drive home in the car. Sweetheart, I listened to a very powerful podcast today.
Oh, no.
And here's the result. I quit my job because we're doing
Please
this.
Please don't do that.
No, don't do that. Would that be awful?
Yeah.
But Jack and Jill said I should rip off the Band-Aid. No.
No, no. No, don't even. Somebody's going to
no,
take
I'm
this
kidding.
Out of context.
I know. I'm totally kidding. Okay. So should I fast forward? I'm going to fast forward and then I'm going to give you a little background. When do you quit your day job? I'll give you the answer right now. When you're staring at yourself in the mirror going, I should have done this 6 months ago
or two years ago
or something. When you're going, man, I hung onto this way too long. I've got 18 fallback plans.
Right.
And I've got our whole family. We've been covering our own health insurance for a year and a half now.
Exactly,
and
Joe. My gosh, we agree.
I don't worry about the mortgage because that's all paid off now. You know, when you
that's right.
are having those conversations with yourself, that's when it's okay to breathe and take this step. But it needs to be, you need to be so far down the path that it's just ridiculous that you've been basically having a double income for a long, 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 long time, because your investment job, your new job, you know what I mean, as an investor, has been paying the bills for a long, long, long time. So your day job has just been kind of a security blanket. Right, Jack?
You know what pushed me over the edge? I did a calculation in a spreadsheet, and I said, this job is costing me X amount of money a month.
That's
where
good.
I'm making so much more money over here if I actually did it full time. And I could reasonably increase how much I make by, let's say, this is very conservative, you know, 20%. It ended up being like 400%
right.
at the time. But if I just increase how much I'm earning by 20% a month, you know, that it justifies how much money I'm making.
That's
it's
true.
A silly job.
That's
it's hard
true.
Though. You know, we're taught right from the beginning when we go to school. I swear it's a conspiracy. We send our kids to school. They have these classes. They have a teacher up there. That's your boss.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad, here it comes.
You know, and they, oh, really?
Yeah, this is you're going.
I
yeah.
I read this book.
Yeah.
I swear it's a conspiracy. So
mm-hmm.
we set these kids up. They go to school. They have a teacher / boss. They eat lunch at the same time. They have to behave. There's rules and there's consequences. It's just like a job. And so they naturally get out of school. You don't have any money, so you go get a job, basically go back to school in a school environment. And you get, in a really insignificant way, rewarded, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hope none of our employees are listening to this.
It doesn't apply to them. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. This is for everybody else, not our staff.
We're going to walk in.
I know.
Walk in today, and it's just going to be empty.
It's going to be chaos.
There's going to be sticky notes that say, you guys are right. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm doing this on my own time. Oh, no, no, no. That's so funny.
You know what? The fact is this. When you quit your day job, it's up to you. I quit mine like 2 months late, and I literally had, just what Jill described, absolutely no debt in any way, and like $500,000 or $600,000 in my checking account. So am I saying you should wait that long? No, but that's my take on it was, that's what worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't have a land academy, by the way.
Yeah.
Or land investors. I was like sending letters out and doing.
It was only you. It was you dependent
yeah.
of you.
Going to tax sales and stuff. I'm like, how long can this last?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can make X amount of money last for a really long time. And I did. So it worked out. It worked out for me.
Right.
I'll tell you. And, I've started and closed several businesses. That's a different topic. But fortunately, this was not one of those. So
you came to me. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You came to me because I was literally, it was so funny. I've said this before. I had one desk facing one direction, one desk facing the other direction because the day job
that.
I had at the time was working remote a lot. So I would be working from my home office and I would be working. I flip around because the phone would ring and I flip around, do some land stuff. And I flip back around and go back to that. And I flip back around because there's a land thing and I flip back around. It was tiring. And then there was times that I was working with the quote unquote day job and I was missing calls for the land job. And that for me was a little bit of a revelation. I'm like, shoot, I'm losing money right now
because
I'm not available to answer this phone. This is bad. You know, and
right.
then you joined in too because you saw the effort I was able to put in for the day job, and I couldn't quite mirror that effort, at least not on call like this with the other job. So you realize, whoa, if we took that out of the equation and you just did this, wow.
So last week I brought up, I'm going to bring it up again. I'm actually writing a book. I'm wrapping it up actually. I don't know what the title is going to be, but what it's really about is a young man's guide to making the good professional career decisions. Stuff that I wish someone would have told me a long time ago. Like, don't get married too early, don't have kids too early, work out the financial piece, go to school where it's appropriate. And it's kind of a take off of the ideal scenario that Mark Cuban talks about all the time. Like, if you're a young man, do not buy a house or a car or get married or have children. What you need to do, and this is right on topic here with when to quit your day job, rent a room somewhere with a bunch of other guys who are just as sloppy as you are, and for a couple $100 a month, and don't even start the job process. I mean, hopefully, here's my advice, get a couple of years of professional experience in whatever, for me it was accounting, whatever you're into. And that to put something on a resume in case as a fallback, and then you can actually learn too whether or not you love working in an office environment like that or whether you can't stand it. For me, it was the latter, and apparently for Mark Cuban too. So what he did was rented a room for $200 a month, and he did exactly what he wanted to do, which is develop software and built an empire really quickly because he just didn't want to do it anybody else's way. So if you're the kind of person that's listening to this and that's you, figure out how to undo whatever you've done to yourself that you have to undo financially. And I know that's harder. It's harder to do than that one sentence I just said, but free yourself up so that if you don't have any expenses, you don't need a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the truth.
That's a lot of it. Yeah, that's a good point. You know,
you don't need a car.
Yeah.
If you need a car where you live, move to someplace where you don't. Mm-hmm. And on and on
especially
and on. Have those
out.
Real conversations with, yeah, especially Joe.
Yeah, when you're starting out and you're young, you can do that stuff.
What you don't want to do is add expenses. And the two most expensive things on the planet are marriage and children. Mm-hmm. And that's what my whole the book's about. Actually, I don't need to finish it now because I just said it.
Are you sure? Jack, that's awful.
I know it's awful.
You can't say that.
Hey, you know what? I'm here to say the awful truth. I'm serious.
Then it applies for women too then, by the way. By the way, you know what?
But hold on a second.
All right. I need to stand up for the woman here.
It's not a gender thing.
That's what I wanted to point out.
So, but
you point out like the men hold all the cards.
A week ago or 2 weeks ago, I'm not sure when the show aired, but I talked just like what I'm saying here. And you know how many emails I got? From men saying,
oh, yeah.
Man, if I would have done what you guys just talked about.
I know. I'm getting divorced and I sold the kids.
I'm saying
just
that to myself.
I know.
To myself, if I would have, you know, I look back on it now, I can say this stuff, but, and it ended okay for me, so it's easier to write it, but.
Well, back up. Let me back up, Jack. Let's talk about the people right now today. There's everybody in our situation right now. So this is great for all the young people, all the two of them that are under 25. It's good for
show.
Both of the guys that are under 25 to listen to this show.
All right. Let's say you're 50. What?
Thank you.
Let's say you're a 50-year-old guy.
Yep.
Do the same thing.
No, you can't.
Get rid of all that stuff.
Okay,
sure.
You can't get rid of the bulls. You can't get rid of the wife and the kids. Or the spouse and the kids.
All right, if you say so.
Jack!
The kids eventually turn 18.
I know that.
That solves itself.
Okay.
That's what this book is about. I'm a gentleman on the show, Jill, so I'm not going to end with you.
Okay.
Or theoretically, I try to be.
Theoretically.
This book is not, it's not politically correct, and it's not gentlemanly. It's not sexist or anything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a female version of it.
I know.
I thought
really
you were
going to
write the female version.
I am writing the female version. Thank you very much. You thought.
The female version should go something like this, as far as I know, but that's why I'm not going to write it, Jill is.
Mm-hmm.
See the male version. That's how the female version should go.
Don't fall in love.
That's right.
That's where women go sideways.
I could not agree more.
They fall in love and then it all their plans change.
Have you ever seen the movies where a guy really likes a girl and he says, we should do this, why, and sweetheart, you're the love of my life, and I'm going to sweep you off your feet, and we're going to travel around the world, and it's not founded in anything. And she's like, look, I don't really have time for this right now.
That's the way to do
it.
Be
that girl.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I'll see you when you get back.
I'll see you in 10 years after.
I got my own plans.
After I'm the vice president of
Let's
whatever.
Meet up in 10 years. I like that. You are 100% correct. Thank you.
Join us in the next episode, where we discuss how to buy back tax property.
And we answer Aaron's question about, this is good, should there be a stipulation against marijuana?
What?
I know.
That's hilarious.
It'll be good.
I can't wait to answer that.
Yeah.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
So what is the marijuana question?
I don't know.
Marijuana comes up a lot. It does. It's kind of, well, now that it's legal in a lot of states, people are talking about properties. And the other day on the call, remember one of our members was talking about
it's a cash crop.
Like
you need land to
like
grow it.
Advertising property that is actually zoned for that use.
Right.
And what a market that could be. I'm like, that is really wild. And you piped in too. You talked about, hey, go ahead and get the certificate for it and attach that with the property, because that's one way to differentiate your property, and there, I'm sure there's a market for that. It's pretty cool.
We talked about it in our last if you go on YouTube. We have a Thursday call. Hey, listener, if you go on YouTube, we have a Thursday call every Thursday, and we post it on YouTube Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for whatever reason, this topic came up, and one of our members, Luke, had a real good solution about how to sell property and get involved in it. It's actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
Hey, you like our show? Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.